Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're already into the third and final hour. There have been huge new developments concerning the North American Union. I've just got tons of vital news and information here in front of me. We're going to be covering it all in this hour. But right now, we haven't opened the phones up yet in this hour. I want to take at least 20 calls. We're going to move to you quickly so everybody gets a chance. Everett in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome. Or Yvette. I can't seem to read my own writing here. Yvette, go ahead.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi, I wanted to call you and say thank you for sounding the alarm. I saw 911 Road to Tyranny and Terror Storm. They were total eye-openers. They scared me wide awake, and I want to wake others up now. Unfortunately, the problem I'm facing is that most people seem to be incredulous and apathetic. They don't know. They don't care.
Well, remember, in a fight, when you go to a football game, there are, 21 people on the field, or 22 people, whatever, 11 and 11. Public school education, folks, I can't do basic arithmetic here. And so you've got limited people on the field, and then you've got thousands in the bleachers. So if they want to just sit around and go, oh, I think the government should take all my freedom, fine. They've never mattered in history. It's those of us that are going to take action. Find the people that do care. Find the people that do want to get involved. Don't worry about people that love Hitler.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't know anyone who's really passionate about this. Like, I keep hearing about the truth movement. I'm like, where is the truth movement?
Well, I have to tell you that New Jersey is somewhat of a black hole for freedom. We do have a lot of listeners there. We get emails from there, but they all tell us it's bad. And I met a great guy when I was up in New York, a guy named John, who was from New Jersey, worked there at the airport, nice fella. Fan of the show. He came out to Ground Zero. There are good people there. I wouldn't call it a hotbed. But you can probably find local patriot groups online in New Jersey. You're going to have to look. Maybe your people at your workplace don't care, your family doesn't care, but there are people there who love liberty and freedom. I mean, we've got national polls, 68% believing there's a cover-up, 42% believing the government carried out 9/11.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to find them. And also, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure, go ahead.
I heard somewhere that Homeland Security was planned before 9/11. Is that true?
Yes. Bill Clinton gave a speech in 93 about Homeland Security, and FEMA had it on the drawing boards publicly for 2 years before 9/11. And, yes.
Where can I find that? Because I'm thinking if I could find the evidence, like some documented evidence, and hand out to people, they'll believe me.
Well, I've come across it before and seen it, but it was a few years ago. I can't place exactly where. My memory fails.
Okay, and the other question I have is the North American Union. Is that supposed to start before or on 2010? I keep hearing 2010.
Okay, there's a lot of confusion because the government's been very secretive. They say it will officially be in full swing by 2008. They said it would officially be in swing by 2005 on C-SPAN with David Rockefeller.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they said that in 2000. They said it would be in full power by 2005, but they're behind schedule. But they officially signed the total agreement last March, and signed another agreement in December, and now we're fully going under it. But they have like 10 different programs running side by side that all combine together to form it, and they're all declaring national security and saying it's secret. They had a meeting 2 weeks ago in Canada with all these world leaders, and they kept it, North American leaders, they kept it secret. So they are merging the police, merging the military, merging Social Security. Again, this is the power of this shadow government. Okay, they're actually so we're in the North American Union right now.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean it's kind of like you've been kidnapped. Ted Bundy is driving you to the farmhouse where he's going to rape you and kill you. You're in the back of the Volkswagen right now with a gag in your mouth tied up. Okay, so you're in his hands. And then he's going to start biting chunks out of you very soon. So we're in the North American Union. It's just that they haven't started the full savagery yet. The fun is about to start. Thank you for the call.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That really is the best analogy I've got for the North American Union, the New Freedom Initiative, the Real ID Act, the Amnesty Plan, the toll roads, all of it, is they've gotten it all in place. It's like Ted Bundy's tricked the girl to get into his Volkswagen at the shopping mall. Hey, go for a ride with me, honey. And he puts a gun to her head. He gags her, he ties her up, he puts her in the back seat. He's in a little Volkswagen. Trucks are driving by. They could look down through the window and see her there. He's in a lot of danger. He's bold. He's driving her to the farmhouse. He's going to torture her for 24 hours, rape her, bite big chunks out of her body, and then he's going to kill her. He's going to slit her throat. He's going to bury her in a shallow grave. Well, America is on the highway. He's driven out of the mall. He's driven down the side streets. He's gotten on the highway. He's driving. It's 10 miles to the... And in fact, he should have got caught in the mall. He wasn't caught. He should have got caught in the side streets. That was a better chance. Now we're in more danger. Now we're going down the coastal highway. He's salivating. And we're in the North American Union. Okay, we're in it now. We're in the New World Order. Okay, they're on the verge of passing legislation to secretly arrest citizens and torture them and use it as evidence. I mean, we're here. We're in their custody. But we've got a chance to just flail and kick and kick out the side door. We should have flailed and kicked when he first pulled the gun on us. Once we got in the car, we should have just let him shoot us and jump out onto the side of the street, run screaming. We should have, once he got us tied up, we should have kicked and screamed and chewed through and, you know, kicked at the side of the Volkswagen and kicked at the glass windows and not care if they shoot us. You know, but now we're out on the dark highway. There's a few cars by us. What are we going to do? Oh, my gosh. We're in so much trouble, folks. I mean, these people are so evil. Our whole country has been seized by psychopathic killers in fancy suits with fancy PR firms, fooling the mindless, gibbering, giggling population who has no idea the dollar's been debased, who has no idea the economy's gone, who has no idea what we're facing. Oh, man, it's bad. Let's go to Kathy in British Columbia. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. A couple of things. I just wanted to mention that the Chinese population in Vancouver have been protesting against the human rights violation of the Chinese in front of their embassy.
The Falun Gong and the Epoch Times, and they should be getting more attention in all of our press than it has.
Well, you know, the council wants to stop them from doing that because it embarrasses the government.
See, I knew it. See, in Canada, they want to, they want to stop them from protesting. You see, there's your freedom, folks. They don't want them with signs out there of people beaten to death and the dead babies. Okay, that's your freedom. That's your freedom in Canada. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and they're basing this on, it's a bylaw violation, because as you know, bylaws are more important than human rights. Right?
Well, what are they saying is a bylaw violation?
Oh, something about congregating on the streets.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll have some back alley where no one can see them, where they'll be authorized for their free speech zone.
Yeah.
See how they do that? Where is this in Canada?
Vancouver, B.C.
I remember seeing a report in the Epoch Times, but I'm trying to restrict it. Yeah, how dare these little quiet Asian women sit there with pictures of Falun Gong being tortured to death? How dare them? Oh, we got to shut them down because we're free. Let me tell you about Canada. We even went to UPS because literally more than half the packages would not get into Canada. They would smash them, they'd break them, they'd send back letters saying it was terrorist documents. Literally, I have boxes of this stuff. So we went to UPS. UPS has never had problems. They're totally shocked. 99% of it's making it through on average. I mean, it's only one or two packages a week of the 100 or so we send up to Canada. It's quite a few. Canada's a huge part of our business. I mean, it's probably not 100 a week, actually. But it's a whole bunch of packages is the point. And what they're doing is they know who I am. And they get, and they white glove us, man. We have all these forms perfectly filled out. All this, I mean, Canadians need to know, folks, you are in a cesspit of tyranny. The Canadians go, I didn't know that, really? You're nice people, but very naive.
Well, we're not getting the information here. And the other thing that's just been driving me crazy is hearing about the border, the Mexican border. Up here, we're told we're going to have a passport. We've been told that if the Americans come up here and they don't have a passport, they're not going to be allowed back into their own country.
No. That's true. And, again, the illegal aliens and all the foreigners coming to the southern, they don't have to have anything to get bank accounts, nothing. But, yes, Americans are going to have all this ID and sober Canadians. Because we're the fat, dumb slaves, see? We're the ones that do whatever we're told.
Yep. And the Mexicans can go through freely, but nobody... I shouldn't say nobody, but very few people are aware of it, and it's so hard to get that information out and to be believed because they believe the talking heads is so funny.
I mean, I've had reporters call me, and they go, they really cussed at you? They really threatened you at customs? I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of reporters came down there and wrote good articles about me because customs was so rude to them. Imagine TV, radio, microphones, print media's there, and they got screamed at by customs at the airport.
Well, you should try customs at our border now. They walked off the job. So don't go through there now because they're angry with everybody.
It's just I know. We're going to be ruled by a bunch of spoiled, rotten government pimps. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you from British Columbia. And if I'm angry, you know, it's good. We should all be mad. Think about it. Statistically, government is made up of the general public. And statistically, bad people get into government and they're allowed to get away with more. That's why, statistically, and you can say, well, you can do whatever you want with statistics. These are hard numbers. Much higher level of murder, drug abuse, child molestation, child abuse by government. I don't care if it's school teacher, cop, truancy officer, then the numbers are off the charts. Social workers, where do you think molesters go to get jobs? They go to be cops. They go to be school teachers. They go to be CPS workers. And those numbers are all official. You can go look at them, but it's kept real quiet. So, see, my point is the government isn't qualified to wipe their own snot-filled nose. You people couldn't get jobs elsewhere. You people went to get jobs there so you could control freak. You went there because you wanted power. I'm not saying all of you. I'm not even saying most of you. I'm saying a big, fat minority of you. Okay, and in the past, the U.S. government 50, 60, 70 years ago didn't put up with any malfeasance. There was some of it, but not as much because it was embarrassing to everyone else. There was a saying, you know, you bring discredit to the service. You're fired! Now they do wrong, it's, oh, you're promoted. The top three people over CPS in Florida, all convicted child rapists. They wondered why 3,000 children were missing. See, and that sounds crazy. That sounds like that's not true, that 3,000-plus children were missing. And by the way, they're still missing, and it's just it's gone out of the news headlines. They found some dead, heads chopped off, buried, found them in different countries. And the subsequent investigation found it was a child molester guild running the Florida CPS, and they still run it. These people are unbelievable. And then they write the laws. It's really sick. Like the government ships in the drugs, then busts you when you use them, or your neighbor, or your child, or your father, or your mother. It's the same thing. Now they're getting laws passed where you have to register for life, where you can't live in certain areas if you're a, quote, sex offender. But then you go look at it, the majority of the sex offenders now are things like 18-year-old with 16-year-old, or 18-year-old with 17-year-old. Or somebody starts dating a girl when she's 14, he's 15, and then when he gets to be 18, they come and swoop and arrest him on the day of his birthday. I see those cases. You see, this is how they operate, folks. We have all these different groups of criminals and sickos and control freaks who got smart, and they took over the government, and it's called tyranny, and it's the norm in history to have a bunch of degenerate criminals in fancy, that's why they always wore big fancy hats and medals and capes and, you know, had laws that the low level couldn't wear the fanciness. It was all the, look, I'm wearing the fanciness, bow down before me, I must be legitimate. Because I'm wearing all the fanciness. The fancy hats, the fancy badges, the fancy baubles, the fancy riding crops, and the signets, and the scepters, and the orbs. Oh, look at you. That's what bling is. It's all this government bling, and how they're officials, and how they're authorities, and how we have to do what they say. And statistically, they're a bunch of scum. Let's go ahead and talk to Rico in Toronto. You're on the air. Go ahead, Rico.
Hi, Alex.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Two things. Last week, I remember Charles Rangel was on, and I thought he was a slick, greasy pimp. That's the first thing I wanted to say.
Yeah, he is a slick, greasy pimp. Yeah.
Second, do you remember about 3 weeks ago you were talking about how the Parliament building in Ottawa was a lot of esoteric
Yeah, official newspapers admit it's a giant black magic temple.
Okay, listen to this. About 10 years ago, and I remember it because I was watching it on TV, a guy took his car. This is 97, 98. Took his car, drove it right in front of inside the main door. He drove it up the stairs and smashed through the door. So, obviously, the cops came, you know, they got him. And then they said, before the newspaper could, the news cameras could kind of put a lid on it, he's in the back of the car. And they asked him, well, why did you do this? And then he goes, there's a lot of Satan worshiping going on in there. And he goes, I have the names of the people who do it in my pocket. And we never heard from this guy again, never saw him, just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back. Stay there, Rico. Then Chris, Dave, and many others. 1-800-259-9231. We'll continue with your calls. Also get into the North American Union. Big new developments there. Stay with us. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1%, in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Yeah, when we get into this subject, some people go, what? It has been in the Toronto Star and what one other big paper, one of their professors up there, we had him on about a year ago, went back and did the research and said, yeah, when they built this thing, turn of the last century, it was like 1904 or something, and I've been there, I've seen the very people he mentioned there as the founders, it was built as neo-Gothic. And the main room is where they, quote, could do rituals. It's calculated out to measure 666. The sun shoots through the window. There's and there's demons and devils all over. The thing is, it's got green roof, devils all over it. When I make this Bilderberg Group film, we're going to have some shots of it. We're not going to get off into the occult aspects, but you'll be able to see some of it. It's weird. And, he then went and researched this professor and found out that a secret group of high-level Masons actually financed the blueprint or the architecture of the building and that they do rituals there. But I didn't know about you seeing it on the news where the guy goes crashing a car into it. And you said this was in the late 90s?
97, 98, it was the summer, and I was just watching TV, and before they had a time to really put a cap on it, a lid on it, he was just at the back of the squad car, and I guess Ottawa has 24-hour standby news guys, because they just came to the car, and they had a camera, and they go, "Why did you do this?" And then he goes, "There's a lot of Satan worshiping going on."
Well, yeah, the CBC has an office 24 hours a day broadcasting out of the Parliament building.
Well, there you go, because they were really able to just...
No, I've been there, yeah.
Yeah, real quickly. And then they go, "Why did you..." He said, "Well, there's a lot of Satan worshiping going on in there, and I have the names of everybody that does it in my pocket." And the next day, it was kind of like, they just washed... You never heard about that guy again. You know, it was just... That's it.
It'd be interesting to find out his name and then see if he's out of prison yet.
It would be interesting. And I don't know if he... Because I'm sure you know, Canada has all these weird, like, the Secret Act, which is from the British heritage.
Oh, yeah, it's really bad. And again, Canadians think they're free. They're not. There's this nice, smiling little velvet glove over the iron fist, the iron spiked fist, dripping with blood, I would add. Have you ever been to the Ottawa Capitol? Have you ever seen that building?
I've seen it only from TV.
Oh, man, there's like demons and devils all over it. And it is the most evil. It's like something out of a horror movie where, like, the evil witch lives or the evil king, you know, like Mordor or something. Thanks for the call. And in fact, folks, the building, when you get up close to it, looks like something out of Lord of the Rings, where, like, you know, Sauron lives or something. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris. Chris, where are you calling us from today?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Welcome.
Yeah. Say, Alex, talking about, you know, the loss of our rights, I was reading one of the most famous speeches in history in defense of democracy, and it was a speech made by Pericles to the Athenians back in 431 B.C., and it's a great tribute to the work that you're doing, and especially to what Lars Jones has done in the last couple of days. And it takes about 1 minute of airtime to read this very famous speech. And
sure,
I
go ahead, read it.
If it would fit into your...
Yeah, go ahead, read it.
"Our government is not copied from those of our neighbors. We are an example to them rather than they to us. Our Constitution is named a democracy because it is in the hands not of the few but of the many. Our laws secure equal justice in all, in our private disputes, and in our public opinion, which is welcomed and honors every talent in every branch of achievement on grounds of excellence alone. We give free play to all in our public life, and we carry the same spirit into our daily relationships with one another. We are lovers of beauty without extravagance, and lovers of wisdom without weakness. Wealth to us is not mere material for vainglory, but an opportunity for achievement. And poverty, we think, is no disgrace to acknowledge, but the real denigration is to make no effort to overcome. Our citizens attend both public and private duties and do not allow absorption in their own various affairs to interfere with their knowledge of the cities. We differ from other states regarding the man who holds himself aloof from public life as quiet. He is regarded as quiet, but we regard him as useless, and we decide, debate, and carefully, in person, all matters of policy, holding not that words and deeds go ill together, but the acts are doomed to failure when undiscussed. We are noted for being adventurous in action and reflective beforehand. The bravest are those who have the clearest vision of what is before them, glory and danger alike, and yet go out and meet it. In a word, I claim that our city is an education to Greece, and her members yield to none."
Stay there. I'll let you finish when we get back. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop, because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
I almost told Chris during the break to stay there, but I said stay there. We're going to come back to you. Chris, I want to know who said that. That's a great speech, and I wanted to hear the end of it. I'm sorry that you hung up. I said, please stay there. I wanted to hear who exactly had said that. If you said it the first, I missed it. But I have read similar statements out of the Greeks, and what they were saying right there was true. We're the complete opposite of that today. It is all about the baubles. But the globalists know that. They're into knowledge, into control of major institutions, and they're into control of information. And then they give you DVD players made by slaves. They give you, jewelry and bling and fancy cars if you jump through 500 hoops. And in status to strut around, you know, fancily attired. And I'm not saying it's bad to go out and look nice sometimes. It's just that if that's your God, if that's what you put first in life, it's crazy. You know what I just realized during the break? I have done 2 hours and 30 minutes plus of broadcast, and I haven't plugged any of my films, the books, the videos we carry, because I get so excited and wound up with the things that are happening. Before I go back to your calls and then to some North American Union news, bottom line, I've made some pretty darn good videos, and I think Terror Storm is my best work, covering the history of government-sponsored terror, 9/11, 7/7, the Iraq War, torture, secret arrest, propaganda in the news. It is such an important film. You can get it on a high-quality DVD, almost 2 hours long, with 68 minutes of extras, making it over 3 hours runtime for $19.95. If you haven't gotten Terror Storm, please get it. Please don't wait. If you've seen it on Google Video or PrisonPlanet.tv, it's better quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, but it's even better quality than that on DVD. Please get it. And your purchase makes this broadcast from what I do possible. 911 Mysteries, Part 1 Demolitions is another excellent film. Just focusing in for 90 minutes on the demolitions with unseen before footage, eyewitness reports. This is really a home run. And we have it on DVD. This film just came out. It's hard to get anywhere else. We have 911 Mysteries, Part 1 Demolitions available right now. If you want Loose Change Second Edition, they're about to come out with the final edition. Second edition won't be available anymore. If you want it on DVD, we have Loose Change Second Edition. Excellent film. We have my film, Martial Law, on 9/11 and the FEMA camps and the occultism and the Nazis. It's every film's different. We have the classic Road to Tyranny, the first big official 9/11 film that I had out within 3 months of 9/11. Still available on DVD and VHS. Please go to Infowars.com and the secure video and bookstore and look at all the great videos and books we carry. A new book we're carrying is Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America. It is excellent, $14.95. 11 experts expose the truth, and you need to get this. It's an easy read. It's good to give as a gift to friends and family that don't know the truth. For those that still read out there, Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America, 9/11 Mysteries, Terror Storm. Here's the toll-free number to get them all, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And don't forget that when you order the videos, when you're there perusing the website, go look at the discounts. We've got my films as low as $5.95 when you get multiple copies. We've got deals where there's like 16 different specials on the website. No, we just added a few new ones. What is it? 18 specials. We got 3 DVD specials, 5 DVD specials, 2 DVD specials, specials on Terror Storm. All these new books and videos we're carrying. Knowledge is what we traffic in. Knowledge is wealth. That's why I love that quote by a Greek statesman, I believe she was reading. I wanted to find out who said that because that is my philosophy. And that's the philosophy I've come to organically just living my life. And the founding fathers, you know, studied the that system, and much of that was incorporated into what we have today. And that's all people say. Well, America's failed, Constitution's failed. No. We've gotten rid of it and aren't following it. That's what's failed. And when they implemented the Constitution, it wasn't perfect. But people pointed it out and said, "Well, wait a minute. You say all men are created equal, but blacks are slaves, and so people demanded freedom." And the abolitionists fought. They were a minority, 1% or 2% of the population in 1800. 60 years later, they were the majority in many areas of the country. And, of course, their movement for change was hijacked. It was used. The 14th Amendment was erected. Real freedom was not delivered. This time for everyone. So, yes, we're not perfect, but the ideal is beautiful and is better than anything else I've seen. As the cliche runs, you know, our system isn't perfect, but it's the best thing out there. Well, we've gotten away from it. We're going into deep, dark, classical tyranny with a high-tech overlay grid that makes it particularly nightmarish. Let's go ahead and talk to Lucas in Michigan. Lucas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I just had a question for you.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to college and I'm in that stage right now. What do you think I should do in order, something I could do that would be the best way for me to get the word out? You know, have the best skills in a certain area, you know?
Well, I think the best way to get the word out is just a selfless action on your part to get Terror Storm or any other film you think that's powerful.
Yeah.
And to make copies of it, it's very inexpensive, each copy, and then to form your own group on campus, 9/11 Truth, you know, Turkey Foot or Madison or whatever the name of your, what school is it?
I'm going to Delta College right now. It's like a community college.
So Delta?
Yeah.
So 9/11 Truth, Delta, and the name of your town.
Okay, yeah.
And then you start going around with a sign, start standing out front.
Yeah.
And you won't just fight the New World Order. Girls will come over and ask what you're doing. Because, see, the media tells young men that, oh, girls want the drooling idiot who can't come up with any information.
Yeah.
They want the person who's giggling and snickering and on drugs. And then the guys all go out and do that and then wonder why none of the chicks want them. No, women want somebody who's in charge, who's taking action, who's got a direction, who knows what he's doing.
Right.
So it's not that you're out there after women, but it's always a nice fringe benefit. You're in college, want to meet a nice lady. You're going to meet your mate. Go out there and have your sign. 9/11's an inside job. You're going to meet the coolest people on campus that agree with you in a few hours. Then you say, hey, guys, let's start having meetings. Let's get speakers in here locally to speak at the college. And you promote it for a few months, and you got 800 people showing up at the community college. Pretty soon you're on the news.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how you do it, baby. That's how you do it, baby.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
I said thanks.
Oh, you bet, man. You're beautiful. I appreciate the call. Oh, yeah, I love it. I get excited thinking about it. There's these two young guys they set up here in Austin like a month or two ago. They started a project for the New American Citizen, the new PNAC. And they were, you know, kind of a little progressive leftist on campus, and then they really went out and tried to do something, tried to go talk to Mr. Government Operative, I'm not going to say his name, it doesn't matter, the fake liberals on UT, the Chomsky wannabes, and they found out it was all a scam. So they shifted their paradigm into just being freedom lovers, and they've now had, oh, was it like 200 people down there on 9/11, and that was in the news, 200. They've had articles written about them in the paper. They've had big hit pieces written on them, the Republicans, Democrats. And who was it with them? ADL, on top of it, wrote some big hit piece in the paper about how dare them protest 9/11. They've got a right to do it, but they're nuts. It's like a talking point. You see everywhere. And the young neocon conservative group, totally co-opted, wrote some hit piece on them saying the same thing. Same talking points. Because they love gun control, open borders, and Bush. They're not conservative. They're scum. And, I mean, I'm sorry, if you're a young conservative listening to that and you're not scum, then go take over your group. It's turned into scum. And, but these two young men have had 200 people down there, 150 people at another rally, and I'm told it was like 350 last night at one of the halls at UT to hear Sela Castillo, and they're just going to start taking action, waking up hundreds of people every single week. What happens if you did that? What happens if you decided to take action? What happens if you decided to make a short film about 9/11, put it on the web? Your first one might not be that good, or it might be a huge hit. And by hit, it might wake up a bunch of people. So what? Get in the arena. You only live once. George in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. One thing, I have a very close friend that unfortunately... We've watched the movies with him. He just can't see it. I don't understand, but...
Move on. Move on. Do not cast your pearls before swine dust off the dust off your feet.
That's what I've done. Now, there's one question for you. Since this whole government is corrupt, what can we expect by getting the neocons out now when really they're just all puppets? What can
that's right. They're birdcage liner because we kick them out not on the New World Order's time frame, but we fully discredit them and we fully discredit their ideas. And then when it comes back in some new reincarnation, we look. This is the good news. Polls all show it. I don't mean one poll. I mean whole indexes of polls, okay, show that between 75 and 85% of the people totally distrust both parties, the entire government, all three branches, state government, you name it. Just 10 years ago, sir, they'd fool us. Everybody'd hate the Democrats, and they'd hate the Republicans. They double-team us, and people now have gotten the fact that it's a scam.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it isn't going as good for them, and they're going to keep trying to implement their policies. They're arrogant. They've got a plan. They think they can still do it, and they're only going to fuel our fire that much more. Okay, so a collision's coming. Get as many people as we can riled up for the fight. It's probably going to get bloody, and then they're going to be shocked when we clean their clocks. We're taking this country back. We're coming, and a lot of us won't make it to the finish line, but a lot of us are going to make it in the battle. And we're going to win the war. And we're going, man. We're like army ants. We are coming. There is no stopping us. Get the swarm going, baby.
Well, is there any chance possibly that some states might even secede from this government?
New Hampshire's on the verge of it. Arizona is on the verge of it. Maine is on the verge of it. There's a, it is openly being discussed everywhere. It's happening.
Fantastic.
And we want it to happen on our terms. They already plan to break the Southwest off later as part of a Latin American bloc. That's official.
Yeah.
But no, we're going to do it before they do. And then we're going to reform the real United States. That's what I think the best. This is a false United States. A new federation of states, as the Founding Fathers said we should do in the Declaration of Independence, to reconstitute our republic.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, they're racing to get their grid in place. And they're so arrogant, they think we're destined to lose. No, you are destined to lose. We start winning this war when you believe we're going to win it. We start winning this war when you get the evidence and the facts and stop listening to the infighters and the naysayers and the disinfos. We start winning when you put one foot in front of the other and start putting up flyers on walls. When you start putting up your own website. When you start sending letters to the editor. When you start your own student group. When you sit to talk about 9/11 around the water cooler. When you say no to the fear. And if they set off nukes and send out a police state and send out their minions, just like Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, to paraphrase, what would happen each night if when they sent out their secret police, if we met them in the dark alleyways and in the stairs with our pokers and our axes and our daggers? I mean, we've got to be ready for the full long war for this country. We've got to be ready no matter what happens. We've got to be ready to go all the way right now, my friends. We're fighting a determined group of hardcore killers. And they don't mind control me, and they don't mind control you, and we know they're traitors, and we know they're scum. And they're starting to figure out that they've got a tiger by the tail. They're starting to figure out this isn't a game. And I want every single one of the criminals to know we're coming for you. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Minnesota. You're on the air.
Mr. Jones, reading a speech by Pericles to the Athenians.
That's right. She said that at the first. Pericles to the Athenians. I want to thank her for calling in with that.
Sure. I'm calling because I want to thank you for waking me up. I woke up through a local access public TV broadcast of martial law on 9/11 about a year ago. Since I saw a terror storm, I haven't stopped researching and spreading the news because it proves directly that this world is experiencing 1984 right now. Because of your efforts through me, your words have woken up 30-plus people. I want to thank you for taking my call, and I'd like to be able to emphasize that I really like it when you take lots of calls. The more the merrier. It really helps us in the community because we need more public attention in media, and it helps, as you know, us feel more like a community. It's harder to talk to you on your show than it is to get on national television. anyway, I have a question about voting. As far as voting is concerned, why can't we just count the votes at the end anyway, regardless?
Well, in the past, when we were a free country, it was at little precincts, and that way if you had fraud, it was still localized. Some big centralized evil couldn't steal at all because there were different people at each little precinct, and the precincts would count the votes. Then federal money came in and said, no, let's do it on tabulating machines on Scantrons at central areas to make it simpler so we get it an hour instead of the next day like we used to. And so then the fraud 25, 30 years ago, depending on what region, started, and they were able to start their scam, and you notice they got more and more arrogant from that point on. And so, yes, we need to go back to paper ballots at the precinct. And then you're going to maximum only have a, you know, 1,000 ballots or so, or maybe a few more than that. And then you have the volunteers down who all count it, and they look at the numbers together, and they post it on their board. Then they report that number, and all those numbers get reported, and you add them together. But no. In fact, do you know when they really started it? In 1963, right after they killed Kennedy, they set up voter news services. And from that point on, they had all the precincts report into central booking. Then it secretly reported the findings to New York at Voter News Services, a private institution with weird guys with short haircuts with machine guns, CIA folks, and then they announced the fake election results. But they couldn't still steal local ones. That's what these machines are about. Before, they could steal presidentials and some congressional. Now it's unified. Does that answer your question?
Partially. Where do the paper ballots go? I know Minnesota requires that there's a paper trail.
Yeah, but see, they just changed the definition of paper trail.
Okay.
And it goes into a warehouse generally for a couple of years, and it's a Scantron, and if there's ever a recount, then the same county clerk that stole your election refeeds them again and comes up with the same number.
So in other words, they're not readable by human beings? Or
no, exactly. They're fed into computers, even the old systems.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Go volunteer for an election sometime. Experience it. Good to hear from you. We're out of time. We're going to come back and talk to Mike and one other caller, and that's it for the show. Just a program note. We posted our big Jesse Ventura interview yesterday with the 20-something minute video interview, and I think it's really important because it's Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, talking about U.S. government plans to stage terror attacks in U.S. cities. And the story's gotten some attention, but it hasn't been on a bunch of big blogs or a bunch of other big news sites, and we need you to help us get it out to everybody. So it's at the top of Infowars.com. And it's on the sidebar of PrisonPlanet.com. Go get whatever version you want, and please help us get it out to everybody. If you haven't watched it, watch it when the show ends. It's a great interview. I mean, I know he's just a celebrity, but the point is people seem to listen to that. This is a great tool. Let's use it. And don't forget, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., I'll be doing my News Radio 590 KLBJ show. You can tune in via the Internet at Infowars.com. So join me this Sunday.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, and we do a little bit of crash into the lies and disinformation, too. Often imitated, never duplicated. I wish people would duplicate the show and do a better job than I do, but they don't. Trans-Texas Corridor plans revealed, and you read the Dallas Morning News article today, and it says that Centra, the Spanish company, says that their agreement with the state is secret, and TxDOT, the Texas Department of Transportation, has told the state it's secret. though they will announce that it will cost taxpayers $8 plus billion, $8.8 billion to build it. We pay for it, and then it's given to the private company to run. Here's another one out of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Texas Trans Texas Corridor Plan unveiled. The master plan for the proposed toll road and rail line from Oklahoma border to San Antonio was unveiled this morning by the Texas Department of Transportation, but the details are secret. And it is going to be $22, it says, that driving south of Mansfield to Austin would be $22 for citizens driving regular vehicles and $85 for truckers. I mean, I've been telling you folks that this is $3+ a gallon. This is even higher than that. I mean, I could spend, in fact, I'll start the show tomorrow with this. I should have gotten to this. And there's these other two big articles, Jerome Corsi and then another one. It says, top U.S. officials chaired North American Confab panel. Agency was attended, secretive meeting, and official capacity was assistant secretary. And it just goes into the document's been released. It's officially a government, and they're already operating. But I will start the show tomorrow with this, barring some huge news event. Should have gotten to it more, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I want Paul Watson and Slickhuysen and Steve and everybody to start writing more on this. This is the issue. One of the key issues. Let's, because we know more than Corsi. I'm not bragging. We've been doing this forever. It's just Corsi. You read it. It's not hardcore enough. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to leave it there. Mike in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, by the time they get these corridors all finished, there's going to be no money left in the States to buy trade goods. However, wouldn't those be beautiful to invade and control a country?
Oh, well, the interstate was built so the federal government could dominate the lower 48. But that is admitted. The interstate highways were built not just to move armaments and fight the Russians, but to also suppress the American people.
Yeah, and just think, though, with from the ports in Mexico, Chinese could bring...
Well, it is to military... invade us with third world labor, third world populations, and third world slave goods to destroy our economy. And the way they're going to pay for these toll roads is all the other roads are turned into toll roads.
Yep.
But That's official. Mm-hmm.
They can just bring everything in on Connex, all their tanks and guns and weapons and people.
But see, they won't need to do that. They're going to fill us up with Latin Americans who are going to call for this to be part of the one world government, and it's going to happen.
Well, I'm not going to be there.
I hear you. We're going to fight it, my friend, and God bless you. I'm sorry we're out of time. Call me back tomorrow. Cameron in Ontario, Canada, last caller. Yes, Cameron.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good, great to talk to you. I'm an American patriot. I love America. I love the values and everything that America stands for. I also love the government, though.
You do?
Yeah. I actually think that what you're doing... is actually what the terrorists want. I mean, as an American...
Sir, did you tell them you disagreed? Because you would have been at the front of the line.
Oh, no. I agree with our government. I really...
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. If you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. I would have had you on for an hour.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, we'll promise me you'll call me back tomorrow in the first hour.
Yes, okay.
Right. So you think the government's good?
Well, I mean, there's good and bad, but I think that we're doing what we think we should be doing.
Should they ban fat?
I'm sorry?
Should they ban fast food?
Well, it's up to the public, really.
No, it's not up to the public. That's the whole point. The government's doing what we don't want.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.